am just finishing up my second year, my final year at CCS, and I'll be part of the graduating class. But because of COVID, that sort of graduation thing has been pushed back a tiny bit. But my first year here, I wanted to be a cartoonist, really wanted to learn how to draw, kind of like a writer's boot camp. And we get all this, like, information about, like, the school and everything, but it's all drawn through comics. And one of the comics that came when you were just joined the school was written by Michelle, and it was about why she started the school. And it was all about dyslexia. And my niece has been struggling with having dyslexia and having to go, you know, the, like, mentoring that you have to do after school. Like, you know, her school isn't really, at the time, wasn't really made for people who have dyslexia. There weren't any resources, so she was kind of dealing with that. And here, I, you know, day two of being in this comic school in Vermont, I read a comic about that the fact that my school only exists because the president of it, you know, realized comics could help her read and have fun reading. And so I, like, cried, obviously, after reading this comic about how this woman, like, comics got her through everything, and now she has a school, and I was going to the school. It was really amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I immediately, I mean, how cool is that?
It is totally cool.
So, of course, I cried. And I asked if I could take a few home to my family. So I was like, I want to, you know, give one to my sister, who her daughter has dyslexia. Then I wanted to give one to my niece, who has dyslexia. And so, and like everyone else, I gave it when I came home for fall break or something. Gave it to my niece, and I was like, you know, like this woman. The only reason I'm going to school is because she made it, and she's dyslexic. How cool is this? And she read it, and I was like, oh, what do you think? She's like, oh, it's so easy to read. Like, do you have any more of those? I was like, well, what did you think? Okay, yeah, of course I have more comics here. And I gave her, she was like, I don't even care what it's really. I mean, she was so glad that it was about someone who's dyslexic, but she was so excited that it was, like, really easy to read.
Huh.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I have, yeah, I have a graphic novel here. You can have it. And it was The Prince and the Dressmaker. And it's like a young adult, really beautiful comic by Jen Wang. And then so I gave it to her, and then I left back for school. And I kind of forgot about it. And my sister called me, like, 2 months later and was like, Coco, you, like, you know, I don't want to use her name, but your niece has literally read that book every day.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? She was like, no, she has read the book every day. And she sent me a picture. I can send it to you. The book was destroyed. I mean, it was read cover to cover.
Oh, nice.
So many times the binding came off.
Wow.
Of a hardback book. And of course, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can get her more books. But it was like,
it's a breakthrough.
I talked to her about it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And she was like, because of going to classes and working with, she had a reading coach that she'd work with after school. She was like, I know how to read now. Like, I know how to read. But this is the only time I've been sucked into a story. Like, it's the one time that I got to, like, not think about reading. I was just reading.
Wow.
And it just, I mean, of course, the tears came again for me because I'm a crier. But it was like that thing of, like, you know.
It's beautiful.
These things that we're all writing, it's like, it matters way more. It helps with confidence. It helps with everything. And it's also just fun. Like,
yeah.
She was like, all she could talk about was the scene with all the dresses. And I was crying still. I was like, oh, my gosh, which was your favorite dress? She just went on and on. And, like, I felt like I was in it. You know,
cool.
It was so cool because, you know, it's an easy thing to take for granted. Like, But with comics, you have this added, it's just so different. It's so great.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that'll be really a fun thing to share because, sometimes parents or, teachers, tutors, they think, well, that's not reading, And yet it really just, it is, of course it is, And it just opens up this whole, besides the enjoyment, it's all those other things, like you say, why wouldn't you want to open that up to people, And this is a perfect time because a lot of people are kind of beaten down by the, virus and everything like that, So.
We want to have fun.
Yeah. No, that's
fun. Reading should be fun.
Yeah, I agree. Fantastic.
Because when we get older, it's not like we have to read, you read for fun after you, once you grow up a bit. Why would that be any different for kids? I've never understood that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes what you're doing and what you're studying more important, doesn't it? Because,
absolutely.
Right? It's like you might be holding a key that if you don't make that, other people would just never have their open door to it. So, I don't think people really think about it in that perspective, but there are some people who comics may not resonate with as much or something like that, but there's also huge numbers of people where it's the thing, so yeah, really cool,
and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's fun to read something that's pretty.
Yeah.
What also changed my perspective on making comics is, so this all happened, my niece started to read, I gave her tons more books, and it just started to be this thing, she got all this confidence, and she drew all the time, which is always good, every kid should draw, and everyone can, it doesn't have to be, perfect or anything, but it's just so fun to do. But what was weird was, through my school, after being around my nieces and nephews and realizing, how much fun it was for kids to do, to engage in comics, I gave some of the people at the school a heads up. I was like, if there's ever a chance for me to do any, teaching, I'd really love to do it. Before I'm done with school, I would really love to have some experience like that, just to see if I like it.
Yeah.
And maybe assist someone. And then, of course, the school is so small and they care so much that within a month I got a call that was like, would you be interested in going on a road trip for 2 weeks teaching comics with one of the starters of our school? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden I got to be in classrooms all over the Midwest talking about this comic that was created by the school, but also recent grads of the school.
Mm-hmm.
They made this comic about how democracy works, and we're giving it to students all over the Midwest and then kind of now all the U.S.
Cool.
And it just kind of, we got to do these comics exercises, and you could see the kids having so much fun trying to explain something with comics that it just turned into this eye-opening experience of it's not only that kids like to read comics, and especially kids who might not be engaged by a boring textbook, but mm-hmm. are into it when you see cartoons and funny jokes and drawings that are giving you information. Maybe it unlocks something for them on I'd like to use comics to tell a story, or for this project, or it opens a lot of mental door.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, how totally cool. Well, in the little time remaining, maybe you want to say a word or two about comics that you're actually either have written or are in the process of writing yourself.
Yeah. Well, I write informative comics, educational comics, but I try and make them really fun. And I just wrote a little book I'm trying to turn into a bigger book called Dogs with Jobs. And it's all about the different jobs that dogs were bred to do. And I didn't know that dogs were bred to do things. I've never really thought about it. But in all my research, it's like certain breeds were made to do, you know, to herd sheep or to catch rats or whatever. And so I got all this information, and so I started making these little comics. That's one I'm working on.
How fun.
And then I'm also working on one where in sixth grade, I guess, I'm sure I can share this, whatever. In sixth grade, I was on the basketball team, and my coach accidentally broke my arm.
Oh, no.
And it was, like, really traumatic and horrible, but you were in sixth grade, so it was kind of like, you know, all of a sudden I was on the basketball team, and then I couldn't play, and I had to learn how to play with my left hand, and it just ended up being this kind of crazy experience of, you know, still wanting to be with your friends and participate and be on a team, even if you couldn't be the star anymore, you couldn't really be good at all, but you could still get to be part of the team. This is sort of that experience. And it's a memoir for young adults. Uh-huh. Not young adults. What is it called? Early readers.
Middle grade?
No, I'm sorry.
Middle grade?
Middle grade, thank you.
Yeah.
Middle grade fiction, yeah. It's a middle grade memoir.
Yeah, great. That's great.
Fun.
Well, super. Yeah, no, well, yeah. We'd love to include, like, if there's a maybe a picture of your dogs with jobs or something from your website. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. That's okay. Perfect.
We'll put in a link to your website.
Perfect. And you have it. Do you want to take it off of my website, or do you want me to? I can send you.
Yeah. Send me whatever you'd like. Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, great.
That would be super.
Okay, super.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's wonderful. I love your story. I think people are just going to, you know, I think it'll just help them see things in a different way. And it looks like you're a talented artist. And I think there's just so many things. I think a great storyteller, too. I really enjoyed I found your website. So, you know, congrats for that.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
I have a quick question for
you,
though.
Sure.
Are there any resources on the kind of, like, how people with dyslexia read best?
Well, that's what we put in our magazine. We've been cranking this out. I think we're on issue in the 50s somewhere. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff on our website. And it can also be, it also can be read aloud, too. There's a recite me kind of thing, too. You know, if, you know, any family members want to search it by audio instead of, you know, all by reading, which can get kind of laborious at times. But yeah, I know we like to put out a lot of information as well as kind of, you know, inspiring stories like this. So, you know, and if there's any questions, you know, feel free to you know, they can always get in touch with me. Yeah.
Well, especially if there was a way to tell cartoonists even that font, you know, the kind of font.
Comic Sans. Yeah, Comic Sans.
Yeah, like, I don't know, artists don't always know about those.
No, I agree. I agree.
Those little tips and tricks. I just wanted. I'll scour the website a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always around this time of year. I think we put out another issue about comics. And this one's going to come out in July. But I think it was around the same time last year where we actually had a couple articles about comics and graphic novels. And, you know, I think there were a lot of people who really love them and really learned best from them. So, yeah, it's kind of a neat thing to know.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.